Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through menopause, but it has become a phenomenon and women literally cannot stop talking about it on social media to the point where a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicating to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make absolutely no compromise when it comes to quality, and it contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And the cool thing about adaptogens is that they help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout the woman's life. Besties, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause, but any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. There is no better feeling and benefit than feeling like yourself again, and that is what Hormone Harmony is for. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at Happy Mammoth just using your code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. Thank you so much, Happy Mammoth, for sponsoring today's episode.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time. That's just the art of falling in love with each other.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love and laughing.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is MAFIANSURES. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome. We are a self-growth healing community and we're all looking to become the best versions of ourselves. So if you're looking to become the best version of yourself, you're definitely in the right place. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back to another episode. So happy and so grateful to have you back. Today's episode is one you guys love and I haven't made an advice session in a while. Just because I had a lot of other topics to talk about, I had the guest episode, so I hadn't really had time to like sit down and like read all of your questions. But if you guys have been listening to I Missed Me for a while, you guys know that before I used to put a little like poll at the end of every episode. If you guys listen to it on Spotify, if you scroll down, there's going to be like a little like question box, and it used to say questions for advice sessions. So I have so many unanswered ones, and that is exactly what we're doing today. I'm going to be answering some of your questions, and I know there's a lot of them, so I'm probably going to come back with advice sessions again. By the way, if you guys have any questions or any advice that you might need, my DMs are always open, and I have a ton of DMs, so I don't really have time to go through all of them, but that's why I'm bringing advice sessions back, so that I can slowly go through them. And also, the polls and the questions are still posted on old episodes, so if you just have some type of advice that you might need, just post it on old episodes and you might be featured on the next advice session. Without further ado, because I do have a lot of questions to answer, let's get started with today's episode. Question number one, pretty short. It says, he keeps going back and forth with me. Always a, it's not you, it's me. What do I do? Honestly, besties, I do truly believe that sometimes when people are not ready to commit, it has absolutely nothing to do with you and they know that they have things to work on. Like last year was my rock bottom year, believe it or not, because I was striving with the podcast, but my personal emotional life was literally a mess. And I truly wasn't ready or able to give anyone my 100% because I knew that I wasn't 100%. And I did have to tell multiple people throughout the year, like, hey, like, it's not you, it's me, like, you're great. I'm just not ready to give you the best version of myself. So I do understand someone being in that position, but I also know that it is true, the fact that it has nothing to do with you. It does not define your worth, and you really do not want someone who's not ready to give you everything that you deserve. Like, yes, it's not you, it's them, but at the same time, you have to let them go because they are not going to be able to give you what you deserve. Sometimes when someone tells you that it's not us and it's them, we might see it as rejection of like, why wasn't I enough? Why couldn't I be the person for them? But honestly, if we switch our perspective and we start seeing it as protection instead of like, I am ready to give my 100% to someone and I want someone to be able to give they're 100% to me and they're just not ready for that, that is protection, because I am going to meet someone that will be ready for me, and they are letting me know that it's not them and it has absolutely nothing to do with me. So it's not rejection, it's just protection, and it is just one step closer to meeting someone that is actually ready to give you everything that you expect. If someone who's not ready were to commit to you, you would not be satisfied and you would feel like you're giving more than what you're receiving. And they did tell you that they weren't ready. So what do you want? Do you want someone who's not ready, or do you want someone who's ready? And the only way to meet someone that who's ready is letting the person that's not ready go, if that makes any sense. Question number two, and really good one, and I've kind of talked about this all throughout the podcast. Why do I seek the chaos? When things are going okay, it's boring and too stable. How do I stop going back to my self-destructive ways? This is probably the biggest lesson that I learned in 2023. If I want to stop going through pain, I have to stop putting myself in situations where I know I'm going to end up in pain. We have to understand that our brain is a problem-solving tool, and when it has no problems to solve, it will create some. Until we become conscious of the fact that we're creating problems because we have no problems to solve, and that is not okay. Your life, to answer the question, is not feeling boring. It's feeling peaceful. You're just not used to it. And if you know that chaos always ends in pain, you're gonna have to start enjoying the quote-unquote boring and understand that it is peace what you're feeling. At the end of the day, what we all want is to not suffer, and only stability is going to give you peace. Again, when your brain is used to solving problems all the time, and when you're used to toxic relationships, toxic friendships, a toxic boss, or a toxic job, or a toxic family, that is all you know. That is all you're used to, and that is what your brain craves, because that's where you're safe. If you want to stop going back to self-destructive habits, you're gonna have to get used to feeling bored. You're gonna have to get used to stability, and you have to feel uncomfortable for a little bit in stability and being okay with nothing happening until that is what you're used to. At the beginning of the year, I kind of made a pact with myself, with God, and with the universe. I was like, okay, I suffered way too much last year. Like, I just kept going back to toxic people, toxic relationships, again and again and again, because whenever I felt stable and whenever I felt bored, I was like, okay, let me just call them because I'm bored. I have nothing to do, or I have nothing to feel. Like, I'm not feeling anything. I have to feel something. And it always ended up in pain. And eventually it was just way too much pain for me to carry and for me to handle. That this, at the beginning of the year in January, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna go out of my way to hurt myself. Like, I'm not gonna put myself in situations that are gonna hurt me. I'm not gonna go back to people that I know are gonna hurt me. I'm only gonna keep healthy relationships, healthy habits, healthy environments around me, and I'm just gonna protect my peace, and I'm gonna be okay with nothing happening, and I'm gonna be okay with my life feeling boring, because that is the frequency that I want to be vibrating on. And as soon as I made that pact, and as soon as I was okay for a little bit just with nothing happening, waking up okay, waking up fine, not having anxiety spikes or not having anxiety attacks and panic attacks, and being like, okay, this is what life is actually supposed to feel like, amazing things started happening to me. And I started attracting amazing relationships, amazing opportunities, amazing friendships, and all because I was okay with being stable. And I started vibrating in a frequency of stability, in a frequency of gratitude, in a frequency of peace. And I started attracting people, relationships, and opportunities that made me feel that same way. Peace, happiness, joy, stability. And now, truly, if I compare my life today to what it was last year, I've never been more stable, I've never been more at peace, I've never been happier. But also, I know that it is because of the decisions that I started making. When I decided that enough was enough and I didn't want to suffer anymore, my life started getting better, but it was a hard decision to make. And I did have to fight toxic old habits. I did have to fight the urge of not calling that one person, or not reaching out, or putting my phone away when I knew that I was about to do something that I wasn't supposed to do. You have to fight urges, and you have to become conscious of what you're doing and being okay and uncomfortable with peace for a little bit until eventually you become comfortable with it. If that kind of
besties, I don't know about you, but I feel like this year has gone by so quickly to the point where it's not even giving me time to process everything that has happened. So I quickly want you to ask yourself, what is something that you've been proud of in 2024? What is something that you've accomplished, and what is something that you've done that makes you feel proud about yourself? And what is something that you still want to accomplish this year? When life goes fast, it is very important to take a moment to celebrate your wins and also make adjustments for the rest of the year. Therapy can really help you track your process and set achievable goals for the next 6 months. I've talked about this on the podcast before. I've personally benefited from therapy before. Therapy is just a very, very good tool for you to be able to let your feelings out, let your thoughts out, and kind of organize them a little bit. And I cannot recommend it enough. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you don't like your therapist, you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take a moment, visit betterhelp.com/mafiansures today to get 10% off your first month. Again, besties, that's BetterHelp. Help is help.com/mafiansures to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. Thank you so much, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode.
Besties, when I first started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling hoodies with positive messages on the back, and it is so easy, all just because of Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online store stage to the first real life store stage, and all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whenever you're selling. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Besties, I truly cannot recommend Shopify enough. You guys know that I have a business and it is hosted on Shopify. So besties, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/mafiansures now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, besties, shopify.com/mafiansures. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode.
Besties, this is for everyone that's looking to learn a new language. Whether you have an upcoming international trip or want to connect with friends and family or a new culture, Rosetta Stone is for you. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language that you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages to offer, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and so many more. And it immerses you in many, many ways. It has no English translations, which means that you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. And I also love that it has speech recognition. It has a built-in true accent feature, which gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's literally like having a personal trainer for your accent. Besties, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. And for a very limited time, I Missed Me's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. Again, besties, that's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. I love you, besties. And I can't wait for you guys to start learning a new language.
That answers your question. And I know that a lot of you guys are going through the same thing where it's like, I want to reach out. I know it's not okay, but I want to reach out. I want to go back. I want to feel something again. Or I want my life to be interesting. It's like, no, besties. Your life is supposed to be peaceful. Your life is supposed to be stable. You're just not used to it. And if you finally want to stop suffering, you're going to have to become conscious of the fact that you have to become okay with nothing happening sometimes.
Question number three, and this is a very interesting one. When do I know it's time to break up with my boyfriend? First of all, I feel like if this is already a question, that might be your answer. Like if you're doubting if you should stay in a relationship or not, or if you're getting signs that maybe the relationship is over, that is an answer itself.
But I also know that when you've been in such a long relationship, depending on how long you've been together, there's always going to be doubts. And women, we are very hormonal. But for me, the way that I choose to see relationships now and with everything that I've learned is that genuinely relationships are in your life to make you better and to teach you something. Sometimes we stay in relationships because we're comfortable, because we're scared, because we're stable. And not necessarily because we keep learning, or not necessarily because we keep growing, and that is a mistake. How to know if you should break a relationship up if you're not growing and if you're not learning anything anymore? I know that with every single one of my relationships today,
I learn something about myself and about them every single day. I learn something new about myself and about the other person every single day. With every single person that is in my life today, I grow every single day and I have something to learn every single day, and I feel supported and I feel inspired and I feel loved. And I know how it feels to not be supported, to not be loved, and to be in a relationship out of stability and out of comfort, because I've been through both. And the relationships that weren't making me grow anymore ended in some type of way or the other. Like, it is inevitable for a relationship to end if you're not growing anymore. How do you know if you should break up with your boyfriend? Ask yourself, am I growing and am I learning every single day? Or am I just here because I'm scared I'm not going to find anyone better? And if the answer is I'm scared, I'm sorry to tell you, bestie, that you're going to have to choose yourself and you're going to have to choose growth. And sometimes the way of growing is by letting a relationship go, because eventually you're going to meet someone that has new lessons to teach you. And this goes for any relationship, friendships, a romantic relationship, any relationship that you have in your life and you're questioning if you should let go or not. The only question that you should ask yourself is, am I growing? And if the answer is no, then let them go. I love this question, and I actually have a little story for you guys, and I think I'm gonna wrap it up with this one because I do have a long answer. And it says, why do I not feel emotions as intensely as I did before? I feel empty. Listen, besties, and this is a huge topic that me and my best friend were talking about the other day in the car, and I want to share with you guys. I am someone who for most of her life was extremely, extremely, extremely anxiously attached, and I thought that's what love felt like. Like, for the past 4 years, I think since 2020, because that's when I had my first relationship and then I had my second relationship, I was the type of person to be controlled by how another person was making me feel, by what another person would say, whether they would call me or not, whether they would text me or not. I had and I've told you guys before, I had a 2 year long situationship where my emotions and my mood literally depended on a text. And in my mind, I was like, wow. Like, I am so in love because I literally cannot function without having this person in my life. Like, if this person doesn't text me and if this person doesn't care about me, I literally don't care about life and I don't care about myself and I don't care about anything. Like, that was, must be what being in love feels like. Like, I've never felt this for anyone before. Like, I am so in love. I literally, look at me, I can't function without this person. I finally cut that off and I let that person go because it was not good for me, my mental sanity, my mental health, like nothing. Like, that person was literally the worst person that I've ever met in my entire life. And I let him go and I healed and I worked through my emotions and my anxiety. And I met my current boyfriend, completely the opposite, where he has left absolutely no space for doubt or for anxiety. And at the beginning, I was so confused because I had never had someone make me feel so stable. Like, I was always used to doubting if I was even gonna get a response or not, or whether if I was gonna see this person or not, or was he gonna cancel last minute. Like, I was used to feeling anxiety 24/7, and when I met my current boyfriend, when we started talking and he was so consistent and he was always there and he was being like, he was giving me everything that I was asking for, I was like, wow, like, I feel no, not that I didn't feel butterflies, but I felt no anxiety. And because I thought that anxiety was love, I was like, do I actually, like, I don't know what I'm feeling. I kind of had to sit down with myself and process my emotions and being like, I really like this person. Like, I really, really like this person. The anxiety is just not there, but the anxiety that I felt in my past situationship was the most toxic thing ever and didn't even let me eat. And I'm okay now. Like, I really like this person, but I can't eat. I can go through my day and I can function, and I still really like him. So maybe to answer your question, bestie, it is not that you don't feel intense emotions anymore. Maybe you just feel stability. And because you're used to just feeling anxiety 24/7, not feeling anxiety anymore might feel like you're not feeling emotions intensely. But in reality, this is what love and this is what peace is actually supposed to feel like, if that makes any sense. Like, I was having a very hard time trying to figure out how I was feeling. But then I go back to The Power of Now, because I always read that book whenever I'm questioning life and myself. And I'm like, wow, love is supposed to feel peaceful. Like, what I felt for that other person wasn't love. It was attachment and it was fear and it was anxiety. But I never want to feel, and I talked with God and I manifested and I was like, I never want to feel this way again for anyone. And then my current boyfriend walks into my life and he doesn't make me feel anxious or doubtful or none of those emotions anymore. And at the beginning, I was really questioning it because I was like, I'm just not feeling the way that I was feeling for that other person anymore. But that other person really made me suffer. So this must be a good thing and this must be healthy. And that is kind of how I processed my emotions at the beginning when the relationship kind of started going on and when we started talking. But besties, if you're kind of going through the same thing where you don't really know what you're feeling because you used to feel anxiety and you used to feel all of these intense emotions anymore and you don't feel them as intense anymore, maybe it's not that you don't feel them anymore. Maybe it's just that you feel them right and you were feeling them wrong and they were making you suffer, if that makes any sense. Besties, again, if you have any questions, please scroll down to past episodes and there's still those little question boxes, or DM me. I'll take a screenshot of it and I will save it for our next advice session. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media at I Missed Me Podcast on Instagram, on TikTok, literally everywhere, YouTube. If you guys want to watch the guest episodes on video, you can find them on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on social media at Mafiansures everywhere. Don't forget that I have a clothing brand, $25 hoodies, going to nonameproject.co to get yours. And I will see you guys on Thursday with our guest episode. I love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys on Thursday. With love, Mafi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.